they're conditioning
Love
you.
Talk Radio.
Praise God, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Before creation, before the world began, from earth's foundation, Yeshua the Lamb, our transgressor, among the children of man. One intercessor, Yeshua the Lamb.
Oh, Yeshua, I love you. I worship you and adore you. Bruised for iniquity.
God, and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio on our Sabbath service today. This is our Sabbath. We are Sabbath keepers. We've been Sabbath keepers for the past 15 years. We do not serve the Lord on a Sunday. Not in the Bible. Those who want to do so and jump to conclusions, just read the word and find for yourself. We're going to be talking about something today that a lot of us get caught up in. I got caught up in it yesterday. Your tongue. We have to be, this is a deadly poison. This thing is vicious, and we're going to look at what James says about it, but we're also going to look at some scriptures in the Bible that tells us what we must do with this thing. And I want to thank all of our listeners, audience that's now listening to me on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank Brother Sammy Osley for your contributions. Thank you so much. Brother Baker, Chris Baker, thank you for your contributions. Brother Baker, Mr. and Mrs. Baker, he's on staff. Thank you for your contributions. I want to thank Sister Durden for helping me out on Fridays. She's been with me for 15 years. I want to thank Sister Sheila Newbern, our sister who helps me with the Facebook and putting the downloads and the information on Derek Prince on our Facebook. I want to thank a lot of our listeners, Brother Tommy, Tommy's mother. I want to say hello to you. T-Row, his brother. God bless you and everyone who have contributed to this ministry. God bless all of you. You keep me on the air. It's an honor to be here. And I don't feel worthy to be teaching. I never felt worthy. I don't really like titles. You can just call me Emmett Overton. That's fine. The apostle stuff. I'm really not into that. You know, I can use it in the ministry of deliverance toward demons, but for recognition, I just like to be called Brother Emmett. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. How God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Lord, we ask that you forgive us for all of our sins. You said that sin lies at the door, Genesis 4, 6, and 7. And Father, we pray that your blood cover us from our sin. We ask that you change our heart. Our heart is wicked above all imagination, desperately wicked. We need you. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. And we take authority over every demonic spirit that will try to cause any hindrance to this teaching. In the name of Yeshua, the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth, we pray. Amen. Well, I'm going to do this just a little bit different. We're going to first start with the book of James. And in James chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we often all, if any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man." So we're going to mess up in word. We're not perfect. And the devil really wants to use this tongue to make us say things to shorten our life. You know, you can shorten your life. You can shorten your life. If you speak negativeness to yourself, "I want to die." The Bible says, "I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord." I don't want to live. When you say those things, you are opening up the door to demonic spirits. You are asking the spirit of death and the spirit of torment to come in. "I don't want to live," just whatever. So you have to be very careful with your words. "For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold, also the ship, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small hymn. Whatsoever thou governest," listen. A ship that's so big, a little small a rim in the back, that's rudder, that's making that thing go. That's the same way of our mouth. Big old body, spirit, but the tongue. It can really put damages to us. And when we speak things, you have to be very careful because there's only two kingdoms. There's no purgatory. That's Catholicism. The Bible says, Matthew 12:26 and 12:28, there are two kingdoms. And when we speak, what we do is open up doors. Doors that can be a blessing and doors that can be a curse coming from your mouth. "Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasted great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindred. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body." It can cause sickness. It can defile your body by what you say. "And set it on fire, the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell." That's deep. "For every kind of beast and birds and serpents and things in the sea is tamed and have been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame." So we know we can't tame it. It's impossible to tame it. The Bible says it. So we need alternative help. We need the Holy Spirit. We need to know the Bible. We need to understand what the Bible says about the mouth. There's a lot of scriptures that says about that, and we're going to try to cover them today. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Therewith we can bless God, even the Father, and therefore curse men which are made after the similitude of God. We can talk about the Lord in 10 minutes. Something hit us in our heart and strike up anger in us, and pow, we'll lash out and say something to a person. It happens to all of us. I'm not pinpointing out nobody. It happened to me. It can happen to you. The devil don't care who it happens to. And we are struggling with this thing. Hang on. And we can we say these things and state of Georgia. And we be saying this stuff and we don't realize that it comes from two kingdoms. The tongue can no man tame, can't tame it. So the Lord and the help of the Holy Spirit and you being more prompt to watch what you say. Therefore, we can bless God, even the Father, and wherewith curse we men, which are made after the similitudes of God. Out of the same mouth perceiving, blessing and cursing, my brethren, these things are not so to be. Does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive barrels, either a vine fig, nor can a fountain both yield salt water and fresh? You can't do both, but we do. And what happens, I'm finding that when we beat like this, we have a double heart. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. This creates a double heart. It can also open up a door to a double mind, which is schizophrenia. So in Psalms chapter 12, verse 2 says, they speak vanity, everyone with his neighbor, with flattering lips, and with a double heart do they speak. And the Lord tells us that, does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Sweet water and bitter, too. See, a river can't flow with either sweet or polluted water. That's the same thing with us. Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive bearers, either a vine fig? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endure with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his work with meekness of wisdom. Now, in the book of Ecclesiastes, the Bible tells us that we have an unadvised lip. When we are saying things, we have to be very cautious, and sometimes anger can spring up, trouble you, and cause you, and bitterness can cause you to say negative things. And all of us get caught off guard. Sometimes we may have something on my mind. A person's going to say the wrong thing to a person. They're not in the timing of God, and the devil used that against a person. That person maybe have some hurt in their life, a pain, rejection, discriminated against, and somebody say something negative to them. But the pain that they have not been delivered from, the devil will still use that as a bouncing pad to keep popping them and make you say things you don't want to say. So you have to really ask God to search your heart and go deep within yourself and concentrate yourself and ask the Lord, Lord, show me what's in my heart, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Now, I want everyone to take their Bibles and turn to the book of Ecclesiastes. The book of Ecclesiastes. Now, let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 5, and we're going to read verse 2. It says, be not harsh with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. Say very few words if you can. And even if you make a vow to God, you better make sure that you keep it. When thou vows a vow unto God, defend not to pay it, for he had no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. I want you to turn to Acts chapter 15, verse 24. Acts chapter 15, verse 24. Acts chapter 15, verse 24. For as much as we have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words. See, people can trouble you with words. They can say a word to make you upset. Now, what is making you upset is probably your flesh, anger, unforgiveness. You got to ask the Lord. Or some hurt in your past. And a person can shoot a word out to you. And before you know it, because you're defending yourself and not letting the Lord defend you, you are hastening to say something through anger, thinking that you defend. I'm not going to let nobody take me. My mama taught me how to do this, or we go through traditions of our mothers and fathers and how my mamas and stuff raised us, which is contrary to scripture, because certain things they said was totally, to me, egregious through the word of God. We have to not allow people can use words to trouble us. For as much as we have heard that certain which from us have troubled you with words, subverting your souls, saying ye must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandments. Here, the Apostle Paul was telling people, because it was telling them they had to do this, getting them upset. And we can look at this scripture here for ourselves. Amen. For as much as we have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words. And this is how a lot of us get caught up and lose the grip that we got on victory walking with the Lord. We get upset. We get angry. Someone say something about a person or is that person to you. You may have some hurt in your heart. And the devil will use that and speak it out your heart. That's why you got to ask the Lord to clean your heart, creating you a new heart. Every one of us have seven openings. We got one head. The number in scripture which offends denote completeness. We have three pair open. We have two eyes, two ears, and two nostrils. But we only got one mouth. Thank God he didn't give us two mouths. Now, I want to look at some scriptures concerning the mouth and you speaking. And I would like for you to write these scriptures down and study them. I'm a teacher. I like to teach the simplicity. I learned that from Dr. Derek Prince. So let's go to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 11 through 21. Proverbs chapter 10, 11 through 21. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. Now, how are you going to have a well of life when you are saying negative things coming out your mouth? The minute that you say negative stuff, it is not of God. Behind every negative emotion, there's demonic activity. Behind every negative emotion, there's demonic activity. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. Watch this. But violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sin. In the lip of him that have understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. You will put destruction on yourself when you say negative things. I had a bad day. Don't say that. How was your day? I'm standing in the Lord. Don't even try to explain things. When people start trying to explain things to them, they move away and they start to say things that can get them to understand and not even knowing they're putting a curse on themselves by saying it. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their property. The labor of the righteous is tended to life. The fruit of the wicked is sin. So what God is telling us, and this one here is very powerful in Proverbs 10:18, he that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. So when you slandering a person and stuff, you're a fool. You don't want to be a fool. He that hateth with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. That's the same thing in Ecclesiastes 5:2. Don't, if you see you're going to say something that's not going to be uplifting to a person, just don't say nothing to them. And the devil knows what gets you upset, because what he's going to do is use the familiar spirit, your past sins, to pop up someone to say something to you and get you so riled up, bam, there you go again. And you're back being attacked by the enemy, not knowing it, because we look at the person, not the spirit in the person. Paul says we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We wrestle against spiritual principalities in high places. Then in Proverbs 10:20 says, I think this is Proverbs, 10:20. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. The blessings of the Lord make it rich, and he added no sorrow to it. So what the enemy wants to do is to make you say things that people can hurt you and harm you, that we looked at that in Acts chapter 15, verse 24, words that can trouble you. Don't let the devil allow that. Don't give him that. In Ephesians 4:27, the Bible says to give the devil no place. And you'll give him place when he see that you're getting upset and strike, because he knows it, and those demons know it. So be very more confident of that. In Proverbs 11:9, it says, a hypocrite with his mouth destroyed his neighbor. Through knowledge shall the just be delivered. And in Proverbs 11:11, he that is void of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace. Keep your mouth. If you're going to say something that's not going to be good, please keep your mouth and ask God to put a bridle on it. He can put a bridle on it. If you really want to get this, God has provisions in the scriptures that we can implement in our lives to allow us to be careful with what we say and how we say things to people. In Psalms 39:1, it says, I said, I will take heed that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. Now, go to James. Go back to the book of James. And let's go to James chapter 1. And we're going to go to verse 26. If any man among you seems to be religious, watch this now, and bridle not his tongue, all of us have to bridle our tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, that man's religion is vain. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, that's our job. Bridle it not. It didn't say cast out. That's something that we got to do. Everything is not a demonic spirit. I really believe that demons can open up the door through hate, anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, rage in your life when you say negative things. But if you can't bridle your tongue, those demons will come in and really help you. And then you have more problems than what you think that you have. Amen? We have to search our hearts, because when we speak, things come from the heart. 1 Peter chapter 3:15. But sanctify the Lord your God in your hearts, and be ready to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the heart, of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. To ask him to sanctify your heart, because it's coming from the heart when we be speaking negative things to people and not realizing it. And another thing I noticed that when people talk to people, people see the person. They don't even recognize Ephesians 6:12. That's nowhere in the frame of their mind and their soul through their emotion, because most people speak through their emotion. And they're not recognizing that Apostle Paul says, well, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against spiritual principalities and high places, knowing that that's the spirit in that person. We don't see that. We just see the person. And what the devil do is keep throwing that person up to you, keep throwing that person up to you. Bad memories, memory recall can come up. Unforgiveness will shoot up, especially if you haven't forgiven. And the words that that person said had come right back to them as if it was happening to them today. We need to ask the Lord for help in controlling our tongues. That's in Joel 2:32. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Ask the Lord Jesus. In Psalms chapter 141, verse 3, the Bible tells us to set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Only God can do that. Now, the Apostle Paul tells us in Colossians chapter 3, verse 8, but now ye also put off all these, anger with malice, blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth. Put it off. It didn't say cast it out. The spirit of cursing can come in a person. And that means that it's just uncontrollable, wherein certain people just cuss and they cuss out of anger. But they keep cussing, they keep cussing, they keep cussing, they keep cussing. It can open up the door to a demonic spirit. Proverbs 10:14 tells us to a wise man lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. The devil will make you become destructive by you saying things against yourself, speaking against yourself, putting a curse on yourself. I have seen people literally in my face put a curse on themselves by saying words, trying to express things to me. It's not important that I get it across, but important that you not open the door to cause any hindrance to receive your blessings. A lot of people can get blessed by the Lord, and they get mad at God because God hasn't blessed them. It is not that God hasn't blessed them. It is that you have put yourself out of position because you allow words to affect your life. You allow words to penetrate your mind, your body, your soul. And then what happens is it starts feeding up, and bitterness will come up, and then rage will come up, and anger will come up. We have to control our emotions and our thoughts or get delivered. Ask the Lord, Lord, deliver me from these things. Now, the Bible speaks of a lot about the mouth. And we're going to look at some of these, and we're going to look at Proverbs chapter 19, verse 28. Let's go back to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 19. Verse 28. Cease, my son, so hear the instructions that cause us to error from the words of knowledge. See, it's going to make you error. The words that you say will make you error, put you in a position where you can't get your blessing. The Lord may be trying to bless you, and the devil going to try to use your own mouth to come up against you. He's not going to bless you. You ain't going to get it. Then somebody call you on the phone. Well, what's going on? Well, I don't know, man. I'm just tired, man. You're about to give up. Now you're confessing this. And then it ain't going to happen because you done spoke it. Now, in Matthew chapter 12, verse 36 and 37, a lot of you may not realize, but including me and anyone who listened to this, every word that we say, we got to give account of it to Judgment Day. So look at the words that you're saying. And you may say something negative towards somebody because they said something negative to you. You're fighting fire with fire. You got to give an account of that. See, we're not looking at life after death. We're only here just for, we're like a vapor. James 4:14. We're like a vapor gone. We're not here that long. So why would you put yourself in a position to let someone else steal your blessing by what you said and cause a hindrance to your own life? Death and life is in the power of the tongue, Proverbs 18:21. Let's look at that. Death and life. That's a very powerful scripture. Death, that's the prince of darkness. Life, that's the prince of peace. Two kingdoms, Matthew 12:26. Death, life. Life, the life of Christ, the righteousness of his word, the holiness of God to separate us and sanctify us from the world, to inherit the riches by Christ Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah on the Sabbath day, the blessings of Abraham. We can shed all that down if we speak death on ourselves. Negative words. I don't know how I'm feeling. I guess I make it. I don't know. That's doubt, skepticism, unbelief. I'm tired. I don't want to live no more. Give up. Now the spirit of death coming at you. And then you wonder, well, why that person died? They spoke their time. I had people tell me, well, you know, you're 61 years old. Now you don't have that long. Who's for them to tell me how long I got to live here? Because I'm 61. I don't even feel 61. I exercise. I feel young. Youth is in my heart. I don't even act 61. Where is it? Why we got to get a certain age to act a certain way? That ain't nowhere in the Bible. And I have to block when people say things to me. Well, how long? You got about 34. They don't know how long I got. I'm going to be here. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord until the Lord take me up out of here. Do I want to be here? No. I'd rather be with Christ. Anybody who that's a Christian would want to be with the Lord, but I'm not going to speak a curse on me to prevent me from leaving before my time. You can do that with your mouth. You go get the doctor tell you something. Well, you got 6 months to live. Oh my God, I got 6 months to live. Now the doctor told you that, and you just ran with it, and you spoke it out the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak it. So what you've done is just spoke that into reality. When the doctor gave you that information, you believed it. And then sometimes when you're trying to explain things to people, you really get caught up because you really start speaking things that's contrary to scripture because you're trying to let somebody understand you. No, watch the words that you say with a person. I'm successful. I'm going to make it. I'm healed by the Christ of Jesus. Even if the doctor told you, you got 9 months, do not let a human being stamp the time and date of your life. And then you believe it, you start speaking it, and you bring it into existence. But you got to be judged now. So you have to be careful what you say. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 36 and 37, the word says, but I say unto you that every outer word that men speak, they shall give therefore an account in the day of judgment. That everything I say, I got to give an account. And then the word of God says, for by the words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So you can justify yourself by speaking right things, or you can condemn yourself by speaking negative things, which opens up the doors to demons. When you speak negative stuff, you're going to get negative energy, which is demonic spirits. When you speak negative things, you're going to get negative encounters with the devil. Because you are outside of the kingdom of God, not speaking faith. The just shall live by faith, Habakkuk 2:4. We walk not by sight, we walk by faith, 2 Corinthians 5:7. And when we walk on sight, most of our mouth, we're going to try to explain what we see. And then we wonder, well, Lord, why not you have blessed me? You done tied up the kingdom with all this negative energy coming out your mouth, going into the kingdom of darkness. And the devil using that fuel just to continue to attack you, and you don't even recognize it. You think you're okay, but you're not. And every time someone tells me, well, you're going to be here about 30, 40 more years, I say, don't speak that on me. And they may be gone before me. But don't let anybody speak anything over you if it's not biblical. Don't let no doctor speak something over you. The bank say, well, you got 30 days, and we're going to move you out. Okay, then I'll leave on the third. You haven't given the Lord a chance to work nothing out. You just condemn yourself with the 30 days. You agree to it. You make a covenant when you agree to those things. God doesn't want you making a covenant to negative
thoughts and negative words just come out your mouth. If it's not good, don't speak it. Don't speak it. Please do not speak it, because if you speak it, you're going to really get yourself in some trouble. Now, when we speak things, it's coming from the mouth. And where is it coming from the mouth? It comes from the heart. In Matthew 12, 34, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak it. So when you speak, that's in your heart. Everything you say is in your heart. That's how wicked your heart is. So this ain't no money coming sermons. We don't do that here. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat anything. We are in two kingdoms. When we speak words that's contrary to scripture, that's contrary to faith, you are giving the enemy energy within his system to destroy you through your words. In Psalms chapter 45, verse 1 and 2, this is a very powerful, powerful scripture. I'm going to show you something. Turn to Psalms 45. Psalms 45, and we're going to go to verse 1 and 2. My heart is intending a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made, touching the king. My tongue is the pencil of a ready writer. So the minute you saying something, that tongue writing that thing down, and them demons going to pick it up. Go to hell. You just spoke and you wrote hell for yourself. You say, go to hell. Well, who'd you telling go to hell to? And if a person not spiritual, they just say, oh, he's just talking. And you be shooting and telling someone to go to hell, they receive it. Your mouth can open up doors for danger, even for other people. My heart is igniting a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made, touching the king. Psalms 45:1, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. It writes it as you speak it spiritually, and that's going on and you don't even know it. Go to Psalm of Solomon, chapter 4. In Psalm of Solomon chapter 4, it says, behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast thus eyes within thy locks. The hair is a flock of goat. The pearl, the mouth of Gideon. Thy teeth are like a flock of sheep that are even shorn, which came up from the washing. Wherefore, everyone bears twins, and none is barren among them. Thy lips are like a thread of scarlet, and thy speech is comely. The temples are like a piece of the parchment within the locks. You see, when we speak things, we are creating something in a kingdom, and we don't see it. That's why Jesus tells us death and life is in the power of the tongue. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Death and life. Death and life. Those exchanged there are two different words, man. Death means destruction. You don't want to speak destruction on yourself. And we can do it with our tongue and not even knowing it. Let me get to, I'm looking for a scripture, James chapter 3, verse 10. James 3:10. Out of the same mouth proceeded a cursing. Out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. So your mouth can speak something that can go into another kingdom. Do you know how dangerous that is if God is trying to bless you? You can speak something against the blessings that the Lord has for you. This is why James, the brother of Jesus, in his epistle indicated that the tongue is a fire that's set on course by hell. We cannot allow our tongue to put us in a position where we cannot receive the blessings that God wants us to have. Sometimes we hurt ourselves and assist the devil through ignorance. This should need to be taught more in schools and teachings. People need to have everyday teaching in their life so that they can have something to live on and to change in their life as they go. When we speak something, we set on course something. We set success or we set failure by what we say out of our mouth. We're going to continue to teach this. We're going to have some more segments of it because I got a lot more to study about it. God does not want you to hurt yourself. Don't give the devil anything that's going to hurt yourself, and definitely don't assist him by saying negative words. The Bible says that the tongue is a disease. Don't get caught up with gossip, lying lips. God doesn't like that. That violates Proverbs 6:16-19. We're going to look at that on our next sermon. We need to put a lock on our mouth. If you can't say anything that's going to bless you or bless others, don't utter it out, please. And if you have, ask the Lord to forgive you. Ask the Lord to take back what you said. Reverse the curse if you spoke a curse. Nevertheless, the Lord thy God can turn a curse into a blessing. Deuteronomy 23:5. He can turn it around. Ask the Lord to forgive you for saying negative things toward you or toward others. Wait on the Lord. Say something positive. Don't say anything negative to a person. It doesn't help you. It doesn't help the person. It destroys life. Negative words and connotation toward people. Sometimes people can belittle you, and sometimes people can talk to you like a dog. Don't say nothing. Jesus said nothing. He just put his head down. It's hard to do. But if you cannot say anything good, even in a combated situation spiritually where a person is among you talking very negative, downing you, don't fire and shoot back at him in the flesh or her in the flesh. Don't even say nothing. I forgive him, Lord. Counter the argument with a person. I don't like to argue with people. I'm definitely not the type of person to be throwing energy into an argument with a person, because the minute you argue, the Holy Spirit is no longer in his presence, neither the God, but your human natural instinct, which is beastliality, start rising. We are brute beast sinners. We are ungenerated. And when the power of God moves out of your tongue, you're going to bring calamity upon yourself. So ask the Lord to forgive you. Watch what you're saying. Have a blessed evening here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We want to thank you for listening to us. Please sow a seed to us at www.livedeliverance.com. We are on air now bringing the word of God. We're going to come back. We got Candace Durden doing a teaching on generational curse breaking 1, 2, and 3. You can come in the room. We're going to be doing some deliverance teaching at www.livedeliverance.com. I'm also on 80 podcasts throughout the United States. iHeart, our name, the podcasters that's got me on the internet. And I thank God that worked out for the good of this ministry. Again, sow a seed here. We need it. And I thank every last one of you brothers and sisters who've sown a seed into this ministry. I pray to God that you have learned. We're going to go more in-depth with this, and then after that, we're going to deal with unforgiveness. There's a lot of people who won't forgive people. People say, I used them, or you used me, or this person. When people get mad, they say anything. If they can't get what they want, they say anything. Forgive a person. Unforgiveness blocks a lot of blessings from people. We're going to do that after we get through with this teaching on the tongue. You can come join us now in the Blog Talk Room with me and Chaplain John Durden and some other hosts. I want to thank 1-1-883-2273-4459-0217 from Outside In Chat. God bless you and thank you. Again, sow a seed here at www.livedeliverance.com. If you'd like to be a member, email us. Call us, area code 678-701-3733. God bless you. Shalom and have a wonderful Sabbath. Stand by. Thank you for listening to me here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We're going to start the series off, Generational Curse Breaking 1, 2, and 3 by Apostle Candace Durden. God bless. We're going to go back to regular broadcast. Thank you. Stand by. All right, Chaplain John Durden, you now have the mic.
Well, it's a condensed comment. I really enjoyed that session because a lot of that that the Lord led you to dealt with me too, of getting anger, you know, in the ministry when somebody called me this or called me that kind of thing. And that was my primary weakness, and I need to watch my mouth. And then those who come at me to belittle me, they need to watch their mouth as well. It works both ways. So I just want to say, everybody who mocks me, try to make me seem like a jackass and try to make me seem like an idiot, because they be calling me everything under the sun. But anyway, the Lord said, forgive them, and I forgive them. I forgive all who may be listening of your shouting, your putting, and your cursing of me and everything else, because I won't make it to heaven if I harbor bitterness and resentment. So I want to say, all those of you who down me, curse me, call me boy, and all that stuff, I know who was leading you to do it. Nothing but a demon. Some of you, it's your flesh. But I forgive you. And God bless everyone. Amen.
Amen. God bless, Chaplain Durden. Chaplain Durden, close us out in prayer, please.
Now, Heavenly Father, we come before you now in the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you. And from what I experienced in this last year and a half, this sermon was right on the button, Lord. We thank you, because a lot of us don't know we put a curse on ourselves by what we say. And I find that very informative. And for that, we and others, I'm sure, well, we give you the praise and the glory that you're so deserving of. We love you, Lord Jesus. And if we offended you this day or this hour, we ask that you forgive us. And we thank you for Brother Emmett. We thank you that you raise him up to teach your word. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
God bless. Shalom. Have a wonderful evening. God bless.
So this is Jermaine Edwards. Yeah. Listen, in all you're getting, get wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Aim for the sky, reach the mountain, keep climbing. Stop saying you can't, oh, you know you never tried it. Don't waste your energy unless you see the benefits. Negative thoughts, pessimist call. I'm an optimist rising, though sometimes I fall. I'ma keep moving even if I have to crawl. Running with a purpose, and I know I have to run far.
Principles work everywhere, anytime. Feel I get life when success is denied. Why no? Every question deserve a reply. And my life is submitted to the highest of high. I got my eyes on the prize. I won't accept it and lie. Fight for my faith till I die. There is a reason why.
there is no causeless effect. Success is never accidental. Your life today is because of the price you pay.
Dream big, start small, act now, tell fate I won't bow. Poppy collar, you're a winner, you're a star. Know who God says you are.
Internet Radio would like to thank all of our listening audience. Thank you for your support. May the Lord Jesus bless you on this Sabbath day, and shalom.
Hallo, ich bin der Mark. Ich bin ein deutscher Teilnehmer der Internetgottesdienste von Fellowship of Deliverance, Internet Radio and International Ministries. Ich lade euch ein, uns auf www.fellowshipofdeliveranceinternetradio, alles in einem Wort.com, sowie auf unserer Facebook-Seite zu besuchen. Wir übertragen dort unsere Internetgottesdienste live auf unserer Website, und zwar samstags um 20 Uhr deutscher Zeit, entsprechend 14 Uhr US Eastern Standard Time, sowie dienstags um 2 Uhr morgens deutscher Zeit, entsprechend montags 20 Uhr US Eastern Standard Time. Samstags treffen wir uns zum Gottesdienst in unserem virtuellen Paltalk-Raum namens Fellowship of Deliverance Demonology mit Leerzeichen zwischen den Wörtern. Der Paltalk-Raum ist im Anschluss an unser samstägliches Treffen für eure Fragen und Antworten geöffnet und wir laden euch ein, euch hieran zu beteiligen. Ihr könnt uns auch auf Facebook unter dem Facebook-Nutzernamen fellowshipofdeliveranceinternetradio.com finden und uns hierüber kontaktieren. Falls ihr in der Region von Atlanta lebt, könnt ihr uns auch sehr gerne direkt vor Ort besuchen. Unsere Anschrift lautet 139 Christopher Place, Riverdale, Georgia 30274, USA. Vielen Dank, dass ihr uns auf fellowshipofdeliveranceinternetradio.com zuhört.